listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Today is all about our Cleo's Movie Review, as well as our Monday Movie Classics. The Monday Movie Classics will be aired later on this evening because it coincides with our Movie Makeup Magic, and we're going to be talking about Kevin Quinn, and I know you're going to enjoy it because he did Janet Jackson's makeup, okay, and Whitney Houston and then some. But since we're talking about Janet, we're going to talk about how fabulous he made her tonight. He was one of the first makeup artists I looked up to. But let's get right into the Janet Jackson documentary. It was on A&E and Lifetime. Literally, I made sure to subscribe just so I could view it. Janet Jackson, all hail the queen. She was absolutely amazing, as she is. And she had to work through so much stuff, just so much diversity, controversy, and you know, having to consistently prove herself. Even though she was and is magnificent. I mean, I remember growing up watching her videos, wanting to be like her and dance like her. Man, she was doing it way back in the day, well before the Beyoncés of the world. We all looked up to her. And I'm telling you, she rocked it every single time. She even gave her brother a run for his money. And it's a lot, that's a lot of things that people did not know. And it's very important, especially for Black women, to be recognized for their contributions and not be looked over. It's magnificent that she was able to be recognized as she is, to be finally loved on by us due to social media for what she has contributed to history, because this woman is a living legend. She is an icon, and that is something I don't always use, honey. It's not going to happen. It's not coming for me, because if it's good, it's good, but if it's of excellence, it's of excellence. 5-star. So, I know you're enjoying this documentary as well. We always want you to be able to comment and tell us what you think as well. You can always call in at 563-999-3062. That's 563-999-3062. And, of course, let me give a shout-out to the CMS film crew. We're going to give a special VIP time to you so you can come on and talk about your feelings concerning the Janet Jackson documentary. And what you thought about our amazing icon, Janet Jackson. And also, let me give a shout out to Benjamin Hirsch. He was the director. He is I believe he's a Londoner, and a British filmmaker. And he's part of Worker Bee. He's the director at Worker Bee, and he's the one that was able to follow Janet around for 5 years for this documentary. You know, as a makeup artist, as a film production major and film maker, this is no easy feat. Let's just talk about that. That is no easy feat. And to go into, you know, editing, getting the right shots, and documentaries have no script. It is not a movie where you can practice and practice until you get it right, you memorize it, and everything is laid out for you. Documentaries are a special something of its own. That's why we here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios focus on education for the arts and documentaries. Is education for the arts and entertainment, but we help you to create the best. And as a focus on documentaries, it's a new, it's not, it's an old genre. It's an old film style, but there are different genres. Excuse me. There are different genres for documentaries and docuseries, and it's telling the life of iconic people that make a difference in this world, and that make a difference in their own lives first, and then it radiates to everyone else. So I'm totally excited about to walk you through that later on when we have our classes. Remember, we start filming in July every year. Hello, hello, hello. I know y'all are ready for that. So production always begins in July, the second half of the year. Now, let's also note that we are a part of our own. We have the Walk Cleopatra Memphis, 35 years in the making, and we get to show you as almost as in real time what's going on with us and how we're making it in this beautiful film world and industry. And I know you're going to love it. But if you look at some amazing documentaries, you can get a sense and idea of the art and the work that goes into a documentary. And it's something that everybody should take a look and get into. And sometimes it's something you can leave for your family history. And if you don't want to leave a book, you can leave a film. So remember, we're on all forms of social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, everywhere under under Twitter at CM Studios, Facebook under Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and Instagram under Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Like, follow, and share, because we are wrapping up the end of January, and there's no better way to wrap it up with Janet Jackson. So I totally went down memory lane with all her videos, and it was so good. I had my own dance party. It was like we were, it was a vibe. It was a groove all the way from the iconic hair to the work that Paula Abdul did, bringing her out into this wonderful, beautiful young woman after her career changed to completely being in her control. When that happened, she had to have some assistance along the way. So thank you, Paula Abdul, for ushering this queen in. So let's just take a moment and also recognize Questlove. He did not back down. He is the reason why it is what it is, why she got inducted. So, I mean, it's thank God for social media. Thank God for wonderful people like Questlove, that where your gift will make room for you, meaning what God has for you, no one can cancel. So on that note, we're going to wrap up Monday, our Cleo's movie review, and we're going to talk about our Monday movie classics. Now, we have some more information coming for our Monday movie classics. Like I said, again, it's going to be something that we're going to air later on this evening. Can't wait for you all to join. But until then, I want you to do what? And that is simply be great.